song that I wrote 4 years ago, before that election. And I wrote it again this year. Tell the children that it's not about the war, that it's not about the winning, that it's not about the score. It's time to tell the children that these don't mean a thing. Like the rings upon the finger of the man who would be king. And it's time to tell the children that it's not about the gold, that it's not about the winning, things that are bought and sold. Yeah, it's time to tell the children that they don't mean a thing, like the rings upon the fingers of the man who would be king. And it's time to tell the children it's not about the plan. Motto is, he who is the baddest in the land. And it's time to tell the children that the birds upon the wing would never give their power to the man who would be king. Don't you realize that the children know, the children see where the children go? Don't you realize the children sing what the children go, what the children bring? And it's time to tell the children that it is about the heart, that it is about the winning, the game we are a part. But it's time to tell the children the birds upon the wing never gave their power to the man who would be king. And it's time to tell the children that it is about the heart, that it is about the people of this world we are a part, that it is about forgiving those who stole the rings to put upon the fingers of the man who would be king. Thought it was about George Bush when I wrote it, but actually it's about Dick Cheney. been a long, long journey down the river from the light. It's been a long, long journey, but we were not in sight. It's been a long, long journey. Now I wanna touch the light. It was momentary madness that I would let you go. It was momentary madness, yeah, to call and tell you so. Momentary madness can be a lifetime, don't you know? Don't you know? In the mystery train, I'm a receiver, the mark of Cain. I'm a believer, oh, in the grace of rain. Faithless heart sailor, blowing in the sails, blowing in the sails, as if the wind had failed. A faithless heart's a sailor, blowing in the sails. A faithless heart's a sailor, blowing in the sail.
song from the Punch the Big Guy album. Always gets a big hand every now. I could do the real showbiz intro of that. It might get me more. I'd like to do a song now from a little album I like to call Punch the Big Guy. But you know, we in the business of show. In a mirror, in faces at the door, and they open on a river that I've never seen before. And are there choices for the sparrow? Does he only fly? Is it high above the river that are pulling you and I? Been a builder, and he could have been the one to turn his steel to steel cathedrals in the sun. Oh, he could have been a builder, but then he bought the gun, and there were forces in that river, and they keep him on the run. Oh, there are strange rivers. And there are rivers that you cannot see. There are strange rivers, and they know our destiny. There are strange rivers, and we are sailors, you and me. And he could have turned the corner, and he wondered why he did, 'cause he hasn't been that way since he was just a kid. But nothing really happened, no. And then he had to say that he wonders what would happen had he gone the way the way. Oh, strange river. Yeah, there are rivers that you cannot see, and there are strange rivers, and they know our destiny, and there are strange rivers, and we are sailors, he and me. Fella, you're so kind tonight. I was at a Del Mar racetrack about 3 weeks ago. That's it. No. I was at a Del Mar racetrack, and a friend of me took me up on the starting gate where you're not supposed to go. And so I was up there taking pictures as the horses, as they took out of the gate and raced on down the track. And it was very surprising how it was, because it was very quiet. It was very peaceful and quiet, and they led the horses up and eased them into the gate. Some I had to ease more than others, but it was a very quiet, docile thing, and it was not at all I expected of churning and whinnying. Well, I did that, but the horses, and so I was braced up on the gate, taking the pictures of the horses, and the grooms who are getting the horses into the chutes were saying, we got four, and then we got three, and we got two, we got one. And then they have one, and they all close. And the horses are bumping around in the gate, and pretty soon it gets really quiet. I mean, hushly quiet. And the horses are just standing there motionless. And without a bell, without any kind of a buzzer or anything, the gates just fly open, and the horses just leave that gate going close to 40 miles an hour. It's just like rocket ships. And I had my camera ready, and I said, oh, holy. Because I wasn't prepared for that thing to go flying out of there. So I jumped down from the gate, and I had to straddle the chute like this. Jumped down like that, and I landed fine, and I fell back and whacked my head on the gate and got a concussion, and I'm kind of funny after that. Especially when it comes to lyrics. I start speaking in tongues as the show goes on, so I beg your indulgence. One now. A little bigger there. He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean, and at first he thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But when look in his eyes, and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. Carried a Bible in a canvas sack. Folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was tall as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody can walk it for you. And you got to walk it by yourself. Well, if ever I could have thought that that man in black was soft, had any yell up his back, I gave that notion up the day that a lumberjack came in, and it wasn't a prey. He kicked open the meeting house door, and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Well, he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, into my way of thinking it took a real fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. Man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then when a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he says, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, or nobody else it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. Well, it's been many years since we had to part. Thought I learned his ways by heart down in the valley where I used to sing. Down in the valley where I used to sing. But I followed him, yeah, and I don't regret it, and I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand that the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. And you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. To walk it by yourself one more time, that you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by. You sounded great. I kid you not. This is a that Nancy Griffith and I recorded many years ago. She was 9 at the time, and that's how I'm directed to read it. Well, I'm sleeping less in LA, and I'm dreaming of days yet to come. I know that those days surely come. Tender is thinning, and surrender was winning, and yet is beginning, yet I feel like the sweet dreams have come. Hole in the sky, born by my right God last night. And then there's you and I, sure, and everything's all right. We're nursing, pretending, and oh, it's never ending. Never end. sweet dreams will come. Is there someone up above? And the wonder is the captain keeping logs.
Is there a plane landing in this room right now? I flew in on United Airlines last night. One of the worst experiences I've ever had. I don't know what's happened to them, but... They were amazed I wanted a cold Coke. Oh, you want a cold? Yes.
San Jose, he was just a boy of nine, and he'd only gone a mile to find. He didn't have a dime, he didn't have a dime. He said, Mama, have you got a dollar? Yeah, mama, when you're off the phone. Yeah, then mama kept walking and your boy kept walking down the road of his own. No, 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 no. Mama, don't you know? You're taking my road away, oh, road away. You got a road of your own. Yeah, you're taking my road away, oh, road away. Got a road of your own, your own. Got a road of your own. Betty came to the mission, St. Louis. Luby Jones was doing well. Yes, she owned a Ford and served the Lord. She rang the mission bell, rang the mission bell. No, 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 no. Yes, she turned him on and she turned him down and she turned him over slowly. She said, fill my needs and you fill your needs. And the boy answered lowly, no, no, no. Lupe, don't you know? You're taking my road away, ooh, road away. You got a road of your own. Yeah, you're taking my road away, ooh, road away. Got a road of your own, your own.
Take a short intermission and have a good cry, and I invite you to join me, and I'll be back after the medication kicks in. And thank you, Sabine, for being so kind and thoughtful in this hot summer night. Is it hot summer night? I don't know. It was a hot fall night. They met in Boston at the cellar of the club. They were drinking more than they usually do, just to mask the mistakes of the singer. But all they did was get drunk, and all he did was get drunker. The end. So... and that's why I make the money I make. Deliver the goods. So thank you, and I'll be back. Thanks a lot.
Samuel leaps along the quilt in the leaves. And now where did she go? Oh, there she is under a gold canopy. A grand, splendid day for Samuel.